Course Batman, we are at it again. Alex Rodriguez, thank you so much for giving us the greatest topic of conversation for tonight. Caught again with the accusation of using performance-enhancing drugs, quote-unquote, I did not use them. Right. Because you lied to us once about it, so we're supposed to believe you this time? Good luck with that. There's a reason why you are called A-Roid instead of A-Rod. We also have another name for you, but because this is a family-oriented show, I will not say it. But I'm sure some of you know what I'm talking about. Welcome, everybody, to the Five Tool Show. I'm your host, Tanya Mercado. My co-host, Carell Cooper, will be on shortly. He is running about 5 to 10 minutes late for tonight's program, but he said that he will be joining us. So, for all of you who I am sure are well aware, Mr. Alex Rodriguez, named on the Biogenics PED use list. Big shock. I mean, is anybody shocked at this at all? The only name on this list that I think anybody is shocked with is Gio Gonzalez, pitcher for the Washington Nationals, had the best winning record in Major League Baseball with 21 wins last year for the Nationals, and that was his first season with the team. He finished third in the National League Cy Young voting and was considered one of the best pitchers in baseball for much of the season. We all know how that ended. Mr. R.A. Dickey, formerly of the New York Mets, won the actual Cy Young Award. Now, several of the substances that Gio Gonzalez is being accused of using is actually not on the banned substance list. So the question is, should his name have even been brought up in the first place? Just because this clinic is affiliated with PED distribution does not mean that Mr. Gio Gonzalez used. He's never been accused of it. He's never been linked to it. Of course, like anybody's going to actually admit it, he denies it. His father, Tony Gonzalez, had this to say. I went there because I needed to lose weight. A friend recommended him, and he did great work for me, but that's it. He never met my son, never, and if I knew he was doing these things with steroids, do you think I'd be dumb enough to go there? That was Mr. Gonzalez, Gio Gonzalez's father. He did go to this clinic because he needed to lose weight. It had nothing to do with steroids use. Otherwise, his son never would have gone there in the first place. Take it for what it is. Many people do not want to believe that Gio Gonzalez did any of this. Fine. What he did take is not on the banned substance list, so he should not be suspended. You only get suspended if you're using a substance that is on the list. They weren't. Okay, one of them is called AminoRip. It's legal as a selling point for athletes. It's been tested, and it is pharmaceutical grade. So it's safe for athletes to use. This is according to their website, AminoRipCollagen.com. Now, as far as Alex Rodriguez goes, well, we all know how that goes. Anytime he denies it, at some point he comes out and says, yes, I did. Now, if he did use it, the question remains, 2009, was that his fluke year, or did he actually do something to help the Yankees win the World Series? Or was it the drug? Ladies and gentlemen, that is up for you to decide. Do you think he actually used it? Should he be suspended? Is this the end of Alex Rodriguez's career? I'd like to think it is. I'd like to welcome Zeke into the chat room. Hello, Zeke. It's been a long time. Welcome to the Five Tool Show. Carell Cooper will be on shortly. It is now 9:05. He says he will be on by like 9:10. and I am going to hold him to that. If I have to call him on his cell phone, I will do so. And I believe that was Corral who just popped into the chat room. So, yes, Alex Rodriguez, career over. I believe it is, as it is. Brian Cashman says that Alex Rodriguez might miss the entire season because of his hip surgery that he recently had. With that said, and with everything that is going on with PED use, I think Cashman and company have every reason to look over his contract and void that contract. While Alex Rodriguez is getting his lawyers together to probably sue the Miami Times and the Biogenics Clinic, which no longer exists, so what he's planning on doing is beyond me. But I think, without a doubt, his contract shall be null and void, and Mr. Carell Cooper is on the line. Hello, Mr. Cooper. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? 2 weeks in a row. Getting back on track.
I was about to say, when was the last time we were on the show together 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah. Now all I have to do is start showing up on time, and we'll be good to go.
Well, you could work on that for next time. You know, at my job, we always have this. We always have these meetings after our shift where you say, okay, so what is your areas of opportunity? What is the one area that you can work on? So everybody has to mention it. In your case, it's punctuality.
All right. I can take that.
We'll make an exception for you because you do have a family. So.
Thank you. Yeah, and actually, that's the reason why I was late. I was running a little late at work, and I had to come home and make sure the little girl had something to eat and make sure she had her bath and put her to bed. And so I got a good excuse.
Yes, you do. How's the missus? Is she feeling better?
She is doing great. Thank you for asking.
That's good. So what do you think about this new PED list?
I saw a little bit about it today. I see that A-Rod's name is on it again. So
is Gio Gonzalez, Melky Cabrera, Nelson Cruz, Yasmani Grandel, Bartolo Colon, and Cesar Carrillo.
Yeah, well, most of those guys... A lot of those guys that you just named, they all have failed a drug test at one point or another, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of them.
So
from that standpoint, I mean, it's not all that big of a shocker because a number of those guys had already failed a test. You know, I think this is just something that, unfortunately, and not only in baseball but in other sports too. I mean, look what's going on with Lance Armstrong. It's just something that I think is probably going to be a part of a lot of sports moving forward. I mean, people are always going to try to find a way to gain an advantage. And if they can do it using performance-enhancing drugs, then they're going to try that. So it's unfortunate. And, you know, you kind of always question any player now that has, like, an unbelievable year. You always kind of look at them funny now, and that's unfortunate too, but it's the reality of the world we live in now, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you heard the latest with Ray Lewis as well, with his deer antler spray. I can't even stand it. Like, you don't understand. It stresses my life. The stupid things that people take. And in his defense, for all of you who don't follow football, Ray Lewis is a player on the Baltimore Ravens. He came and he was like, well, you know, I needed to speed up my recovery. So that makes it okay. You're still getting an edge. You're still cheating. Cheating is cheating no matter how you want to phrase it. And I have a problem with that. And it is. It's really sad that in this day and age, you know, in sports, the one area that everybody goes to, you know, to release stress and things like that and to have a good time, it's so tainted. You know, it's really hard for anybody to be able to look up at a player and say, you know what, he's my role model, look at how awesome he is, without something in the back of your mind saying, oh my God, wait a minute, he looks so awesome, is he cheating?
Right.
Is he legit? You know, Gio Gonzalez, his, you know, what he took is not on the banned list. So should he even be suspended? No. Because what he took is not on the list. So why even bring his name up? So, personally, the other guys, Granda from the San Diego Padres, who's a catcher, he'll be starting the season with a 50-game suspension. That's already a given.
Yeah.
Nelson Cruz is the only one who has not issued a statement. Neither has his rep. Melky Cabrera, Bartolo Colon, you know, they've already been caught serving time.
Yeah, both of those guys have failed the test in the past, right?
Mm-hmm. Cesar Carrillo, well, it's the first time I hear of him. But what's interesting is Cruz, Cabrera, and Gonzalez all have the same agent, Seth and Sam Levinson, who were actually investigated by Major League Baseball in September of last year for distributing PEDs to their clients. And a lot of people in the Daily News, it was brought up, hey, this is David Wright's agent as well. Will David Wright jump ship or will he stay with them? And he decided to stay with them. Personally, I think he should have jumped ship. Once you see that an agent has multiple players who are using fan stuff.
Hello? Did we lose Tanya or did we lose me? I think we lost Tanya.
Yeah, so I hear you, Carell.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we lost Tanya, so hopefully she'll be back on in a minute. You know, again, and to her point about some of these players, you know, again, this list that came out, not really a shocker to me because I think we'll see more and more of this stuff in the future, plus a number of guys that were on this list have failed tests in the past or have admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, another thing that's interesting, and I'll be watching this closely, you know, the Yankees, they still owe A-Rod a ton of money. You know, I thought that was a bad deal that they pulled with him when he opted out and they brought him back. They probably should have let him go at the time. And, you know, I've read reports today that the Yankees are possibly looking at voiding his contract. So I'll be interested to see what they can do there. And, Tanya, I think you're back. Are you back?
Yes, I am. You can't trust Skype for anything these days.
That is true.
Sorry about that.
Well, no, it's okay. I was just saying, you know, I saw another report that the Yankees are possibly looking at trying to see if they can get out of Alex Rodriguez's contract because of all the steroid issues. And I just want to kind of go down how much money they still owe him, because this is ridiculous how much money they still owe him. So he's scheduled to make $28 million this year. He's scheduled to make $25 million in 2014, $21 million in 2015, $20 million in 2016, and $20 million in 2017. Plus, he's got like this $30 million marketing agreement if he hits certain milestones, which he probably won't hit at this time, like hitting 660 home runs, so on and so forth. But just all the money that they owe him over the next 5 years is absolutely ridiculous. So God bless them if they can get out of that contract. We'll see. But I'm going to be paying that very close attention to see if they can get out of that deal or not.
Well, I mean, in all honesty, Alex Rodriguez, he's a disgrace to baseball at this point. You know, everybody's just looking at him and laughing at him, and it's really making the Yankees look bad. And if I was the Yankees, I would play tooth and nail to get out of that contract. You know, Alex Rodriguez, he already He was suspended how many times already? Once or twice?
Once, I want to say.
Okay. He might miss all of this season anyway, according to Brian Cashman. So I would just leave. I would just cut your losses, get rid of them, and you know what? Another team might pick him up as a DH. Alex Rodriguez is breaking down. He's not even valuable at this point anymore. You know, he's more problems than anything else. And I don't think Cashman and company would have a hard time getting out of that contract.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, that could be a legal battle. I don't know if has any team been able to successfully void a player's contract because of steroid use?
I've never heard of that situation. I mean, it's possible. I don't see why that would be a problem. I mean, if you're getting like three strikes, you're out as far as the league goes. You know, court, I think, what is it, three times you get your banned from the game? I don't see why a team can't get rid of a player. You know, I know that there has been instances where, I believe there was one instance where one team did cut a player because they were caught using steroids. But I forgot how it was that they did it. But they did manage to get rid of the player.
Hmm.
But I think the Yankees definitely need to get rid of Alex Rodriguez because he's just a disgrace.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can see his body starting to break down now and all this other stuff. It's just not worth it. I mean, it's by far the worst contract in baseball right now.
Okay, according to one report,
for an incredible world, you mean improbable.
There's no precedent for it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, it was I didn't remember anything related to that. So that's why I think it might be tough for the Yankees because there is no precedent for it. So they would be setting one. And you can best believe he would fight something like that.
Well, according to one person, the Yankees are looking at different ways to breach the contract, to get rid of Alex Rodriguez. And one of the ways is that they're talking about is because Rodriguez may have breached the contract by taking medical treatment from an outside doctor without the team's authorization. And the possibility that he may have broken the law by purchasing controlled substances from a Miami wellness clinic run by nutritionist Anthony Bosch. And this is all according to ESPN.com. But you know what? I find it interesting that Alex Rodriguez hired a criminal defense attorney to represent him.
Well, he did break the law.
Yeah. So, okay, he broke the law, so then, yeah, I think you should be allowed to void the contract.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It would definitely be interesting to follow.
Okay, so according to Section 7, Paragraph M of the collective bargaining agreement, all authority to discipline players for violations of the program shall repose with the commissioner's office. No club may take any disciplinary or adverse action against a player, including but not limited to a fine, suspension, or any adverse action pursuant to a uniform player's contract because of a player's violation of the program.
I don't know what any of that means.
Basically, the Yankees cannot do anything because he decided to take performance-enhancing drugs. The only thing that they can do is suspend him for 50 games, and that would be it. But considering that this is the second offense, he would be banned for longer. So they cannot void his contract just because he took performance-enhancing drugs. At most, what they could probably do is because he went to a doctor outside of the organization without the organization's knowledge, in that case, the Yankees might be able to do something. But because he took performance-enhancing drugs, they can do nothing outside of what is written in the collective bargaining agreement. So there is that.
We will see. I can't wait for spring training to start so we have something other than the steroids to talk about.
I think it's sad. And you know what? This is something that I was talking to somebody about. You're talking about America's favorite pastime. Okay? This is basically America's favorite game. And you're going to... You know, with the country in disarray, and yes, the country is in disarray. I don't care what anybody says. The country is, like, completely screwed. I mean, it's kind of fitting that baseball would be screwed up as well. You know, how many times do you have to be told you cannot take these substances? And yet, how stupid are you going to be to take it anyway? Al Leiter, I think it was the MLB Network. I forget what program it was that he was talking on. He was saying that even he, if he went to a GNC, he would call and he'd be like, listen, is it okay if I take this? This is what's in it. You know, if you're going to take something, and if you're not sure of what's in it, you call and you find out if it's okay. You don't just assume that it is, because then you're just making an ass out of yourself. And everybody else around you. And then you're just jerking around your fans, which, personally, I would be offended by. Because essentially that's what you're telling. Hey, you know what? You're stupid because you really think that I'm great, but I'm really not. I'm just a cheater.
Yeah. I don't know. It is a shame.
I think it's disgusting. But we actually do have a caller on the line who I am going to... Oh, we had two callers, and one of them... One of their calls dropped, so we'll take the other caller.
Let's do it.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the Five Tool Show. Who are you? Where are you calling from, and what do you want?
This is Joey calling from the Bronx.
Hey, Joey.
What's up, Carell? What's up, Tanya?
Hi.
How are
Boy,
you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm doing a lot better than A-Rod is doing, that's for sure.
This is true, so what can we do for you?
No, it's just, you know, I'm not surprised by this. I mean, the guy has a track record, and honestly, I'm not a Yankee fan. Anyone who knows me knows that as a fact, but if I'm the Yankees, they absolutely have to cut ties with this guy. I mean, enough is enough, buddy. He's embarrassing the Yankees. He's embarrassing Major League Baseball. It's just... You know, this guy's a dark cloud over the America's pastime. This guy needs to go away for good. Just take your cousin Yuri with you and just leave. Leave. This is coming from a Mets fan who could care less about the Yankees, but first and foremost, I'm a baseball fan. And I love the game. And I hate seeing this game continuously get that big, giant black cloud that's placed right above it. And you know, baseball, the way this thing is going, baseball is going to lose many fans because people don't want to see a sport. Everybody's cheating. You know, and he's the poster boy for all this right now.
Yeah, and it's amazing that, you know, over the last, you know, I don't even know how many years it's been now, 5 to 10 years, that we've always had, like, a major star be the poster boy of the steroid stuff, from Maguire and Sosa to Bonds to Clemens and now it seems to be like A-Rod's turn. And that's the shame of it all. You know, if it was a bunch of, you know, middle-rate or no-name players like Melky Cabrera, that's one thing. But we just keep having these like, you know, guys who would be considered all-time greats be mixed up in this stuff.
It's a shame. It really is. I mean, at this point, you see how, like, the baseball writers are, like, making sure that Barry Bonds is not going to be in the Hall of Fame. They gave him, like, 36% of the vote just recently with the latest Hall of Fame vote. With A-Rod, it's going to get to the point where when he does retire and he's eligible for Hall of Fame, you know, to be elected into the Hall of Fame, this guy's not even going to crack 10%.
Right.
And it's a shame because, you know, before this whole PED, steroid, whatever, you know, A-Rod was the first ballot Hall of Famer. And now he's, like, he's just a joke to me. And if he did do anything in 2009, whether Yankee fans want to hear this or not, but to me, your championship in 2009 is now tainted because A-Rod was the one who carried them to that championship. So if he was under performance-enhancing drugs and that was a big part of why he was playing at such a high level, I'm sorry, but that, you know, I mean, one man can ruin it for an entire team and give an entire team a bad rep. And in this case, I have to say that even though odds are the rest of the Yankees weren't doing it, but because he was and because he was the key component in helping them winning that World Series, I'm sorry. I have to look at that World Series and kind of like Barry Bonds with an asterisk. I have to put an asterisk next to it. That's just my opinion.
Well,
I don't know if you guys agree or disagree, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you can even go back further than that. I mean, if Clemens was juicing when they beat the Mets in the World Series, you put an asterisk next to that one, too.
Yep. Well, clearly, when he throws the bat at Piazza at Roid Rage, well, it's just a shame. It really is. It's another black eye for the sport of baseball, and the way baseball's going with all these black eyes, the only sport that's gotten more black eyes over the years is boxing. You know, and we're quickly approaching boxing status with all these negative articles and discoveries of players with steroids and whatever. It's going to kill our game. It's going to kill this game that we all love. And it's a shame. And I blame guys like A-Rod. He's front and center with all of this.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, hopefully, you know, some good news will come out in the next coming weeks. Spring training's around the corner, and I look forward to calling you guys just talking about some positive stuff regarding the Mets and a lot of the young players and what they're going to bring to the table. So, less than, 2 weeks away from it, and at least we have to look forward to.
That is true. Sorry, go ahead, Tanya.
About 2 weeks to go, pitches and catches will be reporting, and we'll have some really good stuff to talk about and not the same old crap, like steroids and what have you.
Thank the good Lord for that.
Listen, I cannot wait. I was talking, because today I was doing my health insurance. Because Lord only knows I've gone like 10 years without health insurance, and I finally decided, oh, you know what, it's about time I had health insurance. So I was talking to one of the reps, and she was telling me how she lives in Arizona and talking about the heat and the sun and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm thinking in my head, Lord, how I hate this woman right now. And how she can't wait for baseball to start. And I can't wait for baseball to start myself. I'm so excited. I don't care what anybody says. You know, this might not be the year for the New York Mets, but you know what? Just bring me back some baseball. That's all I want. You do that for me, and I will be a very happy woman. I mean, I don't know, Corral, how do you feel? You know, your Chicago Bears didn't exactly do as, you know, didn't do any better than my New York Giants, so I know you're itching for baseball to start.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of how good or bad the Bears always do, I'm always looking forward to to baseball. You know, it's a good time of year. Weather's just starting to get warm. Pitchers and catchers report. And, you know, regardless of what team you're a fan of, everyone always kind of has that excitement at the beginning of the year. So, yeah, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to it. My expectations this year are low. But like I believe I said on the show last week, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what some of these young guys do when they come in. Looking forward to seeing guys like Ruben Tejada continue to improve. Want to see Ike Davis have a bounce back year. Excited about all like the All-Star festivities that are going to be going on at Citi Field this year. So I'm excited about this year.
Are you going to any of the All-Star games?
I don't have anything set in stone right now, but I'll be there. That I'm not worried about. I will be there. One way or the other.
Oh, well, that's great. You gonna take out a second mortgage?
I'll figure it out. I will figure it out. One way or the other, I will be at the All-Star game.
Well, I am actually volunteering for the game, for the All-Star
game. Nice.
So it should be fun. I'm excited. I can't wait. I just have to fill out some paperwork and things like that. So I can't wait. Should be a good time.
The only thing I have tickets for is opening day. I was going to try to go to spring training this year, but I changed my mind because I'd rather focus on the All-Star game. So that's what I'm going to do. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
I swore up and down that I was going to go to spring training this year, and I couldn't swing it. Christmas is just way too expensive this year for me. So that's not happening. And then plus, I also have a journalism convention that I need to go to. So, yeah, that's not happening either. But, I have no tickets for opening day, so I will not be at opening day. I'll probably be hanging around outside of the ballpark, tailgating with a few friends. And then that's pretty much it. Once the game starts, I'll probably be heading out. So, I'll probably see you hanging around the ballpark on opening day, but that's about it.
Yeah, I will be there. I've gone to every opening day since Citi Field opened, and I'm going to try to keep that tradition going.
I've only been to two, so mine was broken last year. And that was because I couldn't get the day off. Otherwise, I would have been there.
You know, I never went to opening day at Shea Stadium. Never. Not one time. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to start going once Citi Field opens. So I'm going to try to keep that going.
I don't know. I think I kind of like opening day at Shea Stadium better than Citi Field. I don't know why. There's just something about Shea Stadium when you're there for the very first game of the year. I don't get that same feeling when I would go to Citi Field. Citi Field, I'm like, okay, it feels like it's the middle of the season. But with Shea Stadium, I don't know. When you think about, like, Shea Stadium and Citi Field, there was just something about Shea Stadium where it was a lot more electric than Citi Field is. Maybe because the Mets haven't had any type of luck at Citi Field. Maybe that's it. But Shea Stadium has the electricity and the passion and everything that Citi Field does not have right now.
Yeah, I just think it's because they haven't won at Citi Field yet.
I don't know if it's that they haven't won there yet, or maybe it's just like all the bad vibes from the place. You know, the place was surrounded with so much controversy for a while and things like that. But it still doesn't. I mean, they're getting closer and closer to making it feel like home, but it's just not home yet.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I do think winning has something to do with that. I mean, if you think about it, they've been terrible since Citi Field was open. I mean, they've been just flat out bad since Citi Field is open. So, I mean, this year, with the way Dickey pitched and with Santana's no hitter, this was probably the most excitement Citi Field's ever had this past year. But other than that, I mean, they just been terrible.
I agree. You know what, just talking about, I hear the names like Ike Davis and Johan Santana, and it just gives me goosebumps and chills up and down my spine because I'm so excited for baseball. And everybody keeps, and it really does feel like this is like the longest off season ever. I don't know if you felt that way, but I sure as hell did. Maybe it's just because my New York Giants didn't exactly make it anywhere, so I didn't exactly, you know, it's not like last year where the Giants did something, so I didn't exactly start missing baseball until after the Super Bowl was over. But
see, you Giant fans, you guys are spoiled because you think that, you know, okay, they just hang around, they go 9-7, big deal, they'll make the playoffs, and then they'll just go on a run and win the Super Bowl. But this year that didn't happen, so I think a lot of you guys are just in shock that they just didn't make the playoffs this year.
Listen, my television set is lucky that it's still standing the way I was feeling once the Giants didn't make it anywhere. I was just screaming up, and I was at my job, and my coworker told me the story like, Tanya, they're not making it to the playoffs. And in my department, well, no, at the time I was in another department. So I was, like, practically screaming at the top of my lungs, and I was working in the men's department. And there were other guys around me, and they were like, what? What happened with the Giants? And when I told them, we were all so pissed off that we couldn't even stand it. So it was like me and a couple of other customers and one of my other coworkers, we were just so mad that we couldn't stand it. I was hoping to go to a parade this year. And I even told my boss, I was like, I don't care. I'll call out if you put me to work. I will be at that parade.
You know, is Roger a 49ers fan?
Zeke is in the chat room. Zeke, maybe you know if Roger is a what team does he root for in football? I really don't know what team he roots for, or even if he does root for a team in football.
That's true.
I know the big dog is like a Lakers fan in basketball.
Yeah, well, we don't hear much from Laker fans nowadays.
Yeah, I saw your status on Facebook that had me laughing, because it's true. I actually had one of my friends who was a big Lakers fan who deleted his Facebook profile, which I thought was kind of funny, because everybody was just getting on him about his team. But I think he had enough, and I think Zeke walked away from his computer because he's not answering our question.
Yeah.
But we'll have to ask Roger that. So what team are you rooting for?
I am rooting for the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Because of Ray Lewis?
Not necessarily him. I just think that. Well, let's. I shouldn't say I'm rooting for them. I think they're going to win. I don't really have a rooting interest either way. But I just think that they're going to win. You know, I thought that they would lose in Denver, and they won. And I definitely thought that they would lose in New England, and they won. So it seems like it just might be their year. And I don't know. I just can't see a rookie QB coming in halfway through the season and then winning the Super Bowl. I mean, this kid with the 49ers, he's really good, but he's got to have a bad game sooner or later. So, I don't know. I just think the Ravens are going to win. How about yourself?
I'm rooting for the Ravens. I just hate the 49ers. I really, really hate that team. They irk my life.
Oh, you're a Giants fan, so.
Yeah. So, I'm rooting wholeheartedly for the Ravens. I think they're going to win. I told my boss is at work, because people started requesting off so that they could watch the Super Bowl. And I went up to my boss, I was like, listen, I'm not requesting the day off. I'll be nice. I won't request the day off. But I sure as hell want an opening shift so that I can be home in time for the game. Because if I'm not home in time for the game, then yeah, then Tanya's not going to be happy. And everybody knows how I get when I'm not happy. So, yeah, I can't wait. But you know what? I don't think the commercials are going to be good. I've been very disappointed in the commercials the past, like, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think they just have just run its course, and people's expectations are so high of Super Bowl commercials now. I mean, you get a lot of people that just watch the game just because they want to see the ads, and I don't know. I think people's expectations are just too high for those commercials now, and they end up, most of them, being disappointing. I mean, you'll end up getting, you know, a handful of ones that'll make you laugh or will be intriguing, but, yeah, I mean, for the most part, they'll probably be disappointing this year. They'll probably be disappointing. And I still don't understand why companies spend that much money on a 30-second spot. I just don't get it.
I don't either, because at this point, it's not even that your product is being sold. It's just that people are fascinated by Super Bowl commercials. They don't even care about your product. They just want to see the best Super Bowl ads.
For me, if I were doing that, I would focus more on, like, making sure I'm pumping my messages on Twitter and Facebook, because all the people that follow your brand are going to be on Twitter and Facebook all night anyway. They'll be putting your ads in front of the people that it really matters at, you know, millions of dollars cheaper than you would on a TV spot.
Yeah, I mean, the only companies who've actually been doing well is, like, the Dorito commercials. The Dorito commercials are awesome. I love the Dorito commercials, but other than that, the rest of them suck. I could care less. And I'm sorry. If the game is going bad, I'm not going to stay up for, like, 2-3 hours just to watch Super Bowl ads. For that, I'll wait and watch it on Hulu the next day.
Yep.
But that's just me. But we are coming to a close. So, Coral, what do you have going on theblacks.com?
That's a good question. I think the last time I blogged was probably a week ago, after we did show that night. I have not been blogging as much as I wanted to recently. I think the last thing I put up was my opinion on Mike Piazza not getting into the Hall of Fame, some thoughts on David Wright playing in the World Baseball Classic, and then the Mets switching banner day. I don't have nothing top of mind right now that I'm going to post, but I'm sure I will get something up within the next week or so, and just really starting to look towards the beginning of the season. How about yourself?
I'm actually trying to get back into blogging and everything, because I went on hiatus for a while because of the holiday season, working so many hours at the job, this, that, and the other thing. But I had something going on for, like, ever. So I'm actually trying to get back into it. I posted, like, something maybe, like, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. I can't remember how long ago it was.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully this week I'm actually working on a blog about the front office resembling a boyfriend who takes his girlfriend to Tiffany's with the sole purpose of not even buying her anything, but just getting her hopes up for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, because the front office, the Mets have been linked to so many different names this whole season, and fans have been getting their hopes up, hoping that they'll sign somebody, and they haven't. So that's something that I'm actually working on for this week.
Nice.
So with that being said, Karel, you will be on with me next week again, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Oh, this is going to be 3 weeks in a row. This is exciting. I'm very excited about this. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you all for joining us this evening. Have a wonderful evening. Baseball is only 2 weeks away, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, it'll only be 1 week. So start getting excited, because there's a lot to get excited about. Have a good night, everybody.
Later, guys.